radio SBS en français, en ligne et sur votre smartphone.
The great pleasure of welcoming the Lord Mayor of Melbourne, Mr. Robert Doyle, on the French language program at SBS. Welcome. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
How's your French?
Un petit peu.
Un petit peu. Mm-hmm. What can you tell us about this exhibition?
Well, this is a wonderful way of turning what could have been a PR disaster into a world first. The Lovelocks phenomenon has sort of swept the world, most noticeably in Paris, of course, where I think they have something like a million Lovelocks. We had about 20,000 Lovelocks on the Evan Walker Bridge, and it was damaging the structure of the bridge. Mm-hmm. So we had them cut off. But instead of just discarding about 3 tons of Lovelocks, we decided that we would make art out of them. So we've commissioned 4 wonderful pieces of art, and they are available to the public, well, 3 of them are, through lottery. And at Craft Victoria, you can join that lottery for $10 and have one of these magnificent works of art as your own. Or if you want a special memento, we've had 100 special hearts made as little mementos at $100 each. And all of the proceeds will go to the Lord Mayor's Charitable Foundation. We thought it was a better commemoration than just tossing the locks away. And in fact, we've had contact with Mayor Anne Hidalgo's office, and one of my councillors and one of my directors has spoken personally to her department to see if Paris can do something similar with their love locks.
And what has been the reaction of the Australian public so far with this exhibition?
Well, they love it. I mean, it would be a bit hard-hearted just to toss away these expressions of love. Mm-hmm. So we thought, what could we do that would, I suppose, perpetuate the memories that they represent, and therefore making them into artworks gives them a continued life. And we think that's a wonderful outcome for the Lovelocks of Melbourne. And we're happy to share our experience with the world. As I said, we've already done it with Paris, and we're happy to let other cities know, you know, what we have done. I know Adelaide are already taking a leaf out of our book and are considering turning their, I think they've got about 1,000 Lovelocks compared to our 20,000, but turning theirs into a work of art as well.
And what's happening with the bridge across in South Bank?
Oh, well, we just have to keep an eye on it now. So we now take the locks off it regularly, and we offer them back to people if they want them. But because the supports of the bridge are strung wires, we can't have heavy weights sitting on those and dragging them apart. That would create a danger, particularly for children, of falling into the Yarra. So we don't mind people doing it, but they should be warned that they'll only last for about a week and then they'll be cut off.
And is there a chance of the exhibition travelling around Victoria?
Well, probably not, because what's going to happen with the lottery is that people will actually own these works of art, mm-hmm. and they will take them away. And I can see, for instance, the bell or the very large work that is a number of locks, which has a very nice historical ring to it as well, because it's interspersed with messages on discs between the Lovelocks, which is what convicts used to do with old pennies. Mm-hmm. So I could see people taking these works of art and having them as installations at home, or maybe galleries themselves will enter the lottery and get one of these wonderful works of art for themselves.
Is there a chance of getting you, Mr. Lord Mayor, to ring the bell for us?
I will ring the bell for you, of course.
And we record it for the SBS
Why
French
not?
Program.
Beautiful note, isn't it?
Absolutely. And perhaps a final message to the French-speaking community in Victoria.
Oh, I'd say to all of our French-speaking community, you bring a wonderful history and tradition and culture to multicultural Melbourne. We hope that you enjoy your time here. I certainly enjoy what you've brought to our food and our wine.
Robert Doyle, thank you very much.
A great pleasure.
SBS en français. Partagez nos rubriques sur Facebook.